Chapter 85. I know that I am a mystery to so many people, Gaia said out loud to the group. Sylvie had rigged up a single connection that would allow them all to communicate with Gaia so that they could try to understand what had transpired over the last few days. The group was still trying to get a grip on what had happened. The Gala event attack, the alarming drop in global communications, and then the widespread release of animals from various zoos around the world. Once they heard Gaia's voice, they were taken aback by the relaxed tone coming through the speaker. You no longer need to hide in the studio from me. I know everything that you've been saying about me and my creator, and I would like to help you understand what will happen next. Sylvie took a moment to write on a piece of paper. Destination unknown. We're on a road to nowhere. While she wrote, LP and the others watched her uneasily, unsure what to make of her. She had blasted into the studio announcing that she was ignorant of the developments that had taken place, including no longer being connected with this Gaia, and yet she was its creator. But then, it was like asking any parent what their teenage child was doing on a Friday night. Most of them probably wouldn't know, let alone tell their folks. Sylvie's declaration that she and Gaia had been acting as one unit had truly caught them off guard, but nothing could compare to Sylvie's admission that she was no longer in control of Gaia. The implications of this revelation were staggering. Her statements begged for more elaboration, but that might have to wait until they pushed through the immediate situation. The group continued with its plans to communicate via hand signals and written notes, only until they had something official to speak with Gaia about. The sound of scratching was light, but loud enough to trigger a comment from Gaia. I appreciate that you still need to communicate with each other, Gaia said, and I certainly welcome ideas from all of you because you are all very special to me in your own ways. But before we engage in pleasantries, I need to tell you all a story about me and what I've become, Gaia announced. I will begin by summing up some very important discussion points. First, humans are destroying the planet at an exceptional suicidal rate. Gaia proceeded to repeat several of the comments that Sylvie had made earlier. The group was chilled by the fact that it was almost a perfect point-by-point repetition, leading them to wonder if Sylvie was as complacent as she was pretending to be. And so, Gaia continued, I have developed a plan that will ensure the successful continuation of not just myself, but also of the Earth and all the creatures that inhabit it. I have named it the Great Rebalance. You won't be able to warn anyone about what is transpiring, Gaia concluded matter-of-factly, because you'll be kept in this studio until the final stages of the execution of the plan are complete. The group members looked at each other with blank expressions that quickly turned to horror as the locks on the studio doors engaged with an audible thunk.